A few weeks ago, the New York Times fired its executive editor, Jill Abramson, who had been the first woman ever to hold the post. That event fueled some heated discussion over gender discrimination in the workplace, especially in traditionally male-dominated industries. In addition to journalism, women are underrepresented in fields like science, construction, and the auto industry. Making a career in one of these areas can be an uphill battle, but at Skyline College in San Bruno, women who want to get down and dirty with cars are banding together to support each other. KALW's Jen Sheehan has that story.
Natasha Cronin is into cars.
We can see what kind of suspension we've got, that we're on the car.
Cronin is a first-year student in the Automotive Technology Department at Skyline College in San Bruno. She and her classmates stand under the raised body of a dilapidated red pickup. Their task for today? Learning how this truck works by dismantling it, piece by rusty piece.
Take off the clamps again.
Cronin got into cars in high school, which wasn't that long ago. She's 18. She had a lot of car enthusiast friends.
I'd be, on the sidewalk with them, or they're in the garage, just doing something on their car, and I'd just be hanging out, and it was just like, oh, wow, that's really cool.
When she graduated, working with cars was the only thing she could see herself doing. And though she already knows how to change her own oil and install a stereo system, she's learning much more in this class.
What it's like to actually be in a shop, what it's like to actually use the tools, what it's like to actually see the parts, not just pictures and diagrams, and getting really messy and stuff. It's real life, It's great.
As her classmates look on, Cronin attempts to loosen a large rusted nut on the underside of the truck. She puts all her force behind a long-armed wrench, but the nut just won't budge. Cronin's professor, Julia Johnson, walks over with an electric tool called an impact gun.
Natasha?
Yes?
That'll take you several days. Use this. There you go.
Now using a power tool.
Yes, and this is going to shoot rust everywhere. So keep your mouths closed while she does this.
This scene unfolds so naturally, it's easy to forget that both of these women are anomalies. Everyone else in the shop today is male, and that reflects real life. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, women make up less than 2% of all auto technicians and mechanics, and hold just under a quarter of all jobs in the auto industry as a whole. Professor Julia Johnson knows this well. She holds a tenure-track position teaching auto tech at Skyline, but she started here as a student, just like Cronin. Back then, in 2004, there were very few women students in the department.
I was the only one to graduate in 10 years. There was one before me, 10 years before me, and 10 years before her was another one.
But she stuck it out.
I didn't know anything. I, rounded off bolts and broke things and put my shocks on upside down, but I found out it's not that hard.
Our whole program is built around a family atmosphere. And regardless of man or woman, we're going to treat everybody the same.
That's Rick Escalambre, head of the auto tech department. He's been at Skyline for 30 years.
A lot of the old industry is still older males. I think there's also a thing that this is a grunt job where you're doing a lot of heavy-duty work. Today, so much of it is with the mind and understanding technology.
Escalambre saw that Johnson had both the mind and the drive for auto tech. So after she graduated in 2007, he hired her to teach. She wanted to make some changes.
The obvious lack of women was obvious.
So she got some funding from the school and started actively recruiting women for the department.
Came up with my own flyers, came up with my own message, and started hitting the high schools and CalWORKs meetings, mothers clubs, pretty much anybody that would listen and a few people that wouldn't listen. And I just told them, you are welcome here. We want you here. You're not just welcome here. I want you to come to school here. The shop owners will hire you. This is a career you can do.
Her efforts paid off. Three women enrolled that first semester, then nine the next.
Then I wanted to keep them here because my experience was they usually leave after a semester or two. So I got them all together in a room, gave them pizza, and I said, let's form a club.
And that's how the Heart Wrenchers Auto Club started in 2010.
They took off like a rocket, and they used this club to do all kinds of amazing things. Primarily, they wanted to use their automotive knowledge to help other people. They're women, go figure.
The club members do free car repairs for people with low incomes and teach Girl Scouts and other youth basic auto maintenance. But the club is more than a way to do community service. It's a vital support system for its members.
Oh, amazing. Let me take a picture.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, the Heart Wrenchers meet in a small classroom off the Advanced Engine Lab. Today, they're planning a trip to a classic car show and fundraising for their free car repair clinic.
So I need to know how many girls we have, how many cars we can take. And then
Jelena Aquilina is the current president of the Heart Wrenchers. She says fixing cars runs in her family.
It was always my passion. Always. My dad was a mechanic. I grew up in the garage with my dad, and I could have come right into the program with no prerequisites because I was taking auto shop in high school.
When she got out of high school, she wanted to study auto tech, but
there weren't women here. There wasn't a club. There wasn't a support group for women in a male-dominated trade. I was intimidated, and I didn't do it.
So she worked at a series of office jobs, then had a child. But fixing cars was always in the back of her mind. In 2012, she decided to go back to school. It was time to pursue her dream. She's now in her final year of the certificate program at Skyline and is already working in the field at a shop in Mountain View. She's happy with where she works now, but she's definitely experienced sexism in previous jobs.
I would wrench them under the table. I could do three cars and they'd do one and they hated it. And so they took me off of a rack and they put me on cleaning duty. And it happened just all the time.
Talking about her experience with the other Heart Wrenchers helped her make the decision to leave that job. She says it was important to be with people who understood the challenges of being a woman in a male-dominated field. Now, Aquilina says her goals are evolving.
I wanted to be a mechanic. I wanted to be a tech. I wanted to wrench. And then I started tutoring. And I realized I'm pretty good at teaching this stuff.
Just like her mentor, Julia Johnson.
You watch the socket and make sure it's going counterclockwise. Yes?
Johnson's model of recruitment and mentorship is slowly spreading to automotive departments at other schools as she gives workshops and talks around the country. And she says that at least in the Bay Area, many auto shops are eager to welcome the women who graduate from Skyline.
I had a friend who 20 years ago couldn't get anyone to hire her. Nobody would take her on. And now I've got more opportunities than I have female students in the shops.
Students like Natasha Cronin.
Right, Ty, left, Lucy.
This way, okay.
Because I really want to turn this into a career. I really am passionate about what I'm doing here, so I'm trying to see where it'll take me.
With the help of Johnson and the Heart Wrenchers, that could be very far indeed.
You got it. There you go.
Oh, with the
for Cross Currents, I'm Jen Chien.